أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with أسماء الحسنى, today we will look at one of my favorite attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're all so beautiful, but this one just beats them all. And that's Al-Latif, the subtle one. In Surah Yusuf, this is Surah number 12, Ayah 100. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes Prophet Yusuf as saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna Rabbi Latifun Lima Yasha. Surely my Rabb is subtle, is benign to whom He pleases. Innahu huwal alimul haqim. Surely He is the knowing and the wise. It's just one of the most amazing attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an attribute derived from extreme kindness and compassion in a way which no human faculty can even fathom. His gentleness and subtlety in his actions are boundless. It is Al-Latif who continuously pours his blessings on his abd. You know, the attribute also means the one who cannot be sensed by human senses or those of other beings, who knows hidden and minute matters. Al-Latif is the one who pleases his abd when he removes the clouds of anger away from them, the one who is compassionate towards his servants, even in matters relating to his decree. He knows all hidden matters. It is Al-Latif who desires their ease and makes for them the means of reaching their full potential attainable. In Surah Al-Mulk, Ayah 14, he says, Ala ya'lamu man khalaq. Does he not know who created? وَهُوَ اللَّتِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. And he is the knower of subtleties. He is the aware. Maybe I can explain this from the way I understand it. It is Al-Latif who produces the pearl from the oyster, the silk from the silkworm, the honey from the bee, and in the heart of the human being, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a heart that doesn't contain this light of Al-Latif is like a bee without honey who becomes a hornet with a poisonous sting, stinging whoever comes close by. All we have to do is open our eyes and look to see the manifestations of Al-Latif. Sometimes it's a fine, delicate mist of quietude within the turbulence of worldly activity. Sometimes it's a gentle blessing within the harsh punishments. All you gotta do is be able to see it. Would you have ever thought that the saliva of a worm would produce the best of cloths? Would you have ever known that from the repulsion of an exterior piece of dirt, an oyster would produce the finest of jewelry, a pearl, and the finest of foods from the pollen processed by a little insect? If you want to think further, look at the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Look at it from start to finish. The seeing of the dream. The stars and the moon and the sun bowing down to him. Ayah 4 of Surah Yusuf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِعَبِيهِ. When Yusuf said to his father, يَا عَبْتِي, O my father, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ قَوْقَبًا وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. Surely I saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I saw them doing sajda to me. And then go through the whole incident, go through the whole of Surah Yusuf until you come to Ayah 100. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَفَعَ بَوَيْهِ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَخَرُّ لَهُ سُجَّدًا. And he raised his parents upon the throne, and they fell down in sajda. وَقَالَ يَا عَبَتِي. And he said, O my father, هَذَا تَعْوِيلُ رُؤَيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. This is the significance of my vision of old. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَكَّ. My Rabb has indeed made it to be true. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ بَدْوِي مِنْ بَعْدِي أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. And he was indeed kind to me when he brought me forth from the prison and brought you from the desert after shaitan its own dissension between me and my brothers. And then the ayah that I started off with, so beautiful. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَتِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَىٰ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, my Rabb is Latif A subtle is benign to whom he pleases. Surely he is the knowing and the wise. There was a young man who was once put into prison, although he was innocent of the charges. And he kept on repeating this ayah of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. Inna Rabbi Latifu Lima Yasha, Innahu Huwal Alimul Hakim. And then one night, a youth came up to him and said, stand up and I will get you out of this prison. And he said, how can you do that? Because the doors are all locked. But the youth ordered him for the second time to stand up. He walked, and they actually walked out of the doors. And the youth left him, saying to him, continually recite, Inna Rabbi Latifu Lima Yasha, Innahu Huwal Alimul Hakim. If you want to find a way out of a problem, if you cannot get yourself out of a prison that you're held in, keep on reciting this dua and see the amazing way that you will be able to release yourself from it. Recite Ya Latif 129 times if you're feeling stressed or depressed. And if you recite Allahu Latifun bi ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha'u wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz, Allah is gentle, is subtle with his abd, he sustains whomsoever he wills, and he is the strong and mighty. If you recite it 9 times every day, make it a word, make it a zikr, and so inshallah you will find life will become far more easier. It's a beautiful attribute, absolutely amazing.